This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Emma Jane Purcell from the Fail Harder Podcast, and I'm standing in for Amy this week. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at the Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support the Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Head Stuff Plus on headstuffpodcast.com. Here you can get access to our all new exclusive bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of the Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. A Swiss city has implemented green roofs to combat climate change. Basel in Switzerland is the first city in the world to make green spaces a legal requirement on new buildings. It is no surprise that green areas in cities help combat climate change and allow residents to lead healthier lives. As a result, Basel in the west of Switzerland has decided to fill empty roof spaces with greenery as part of their biodiversity strategy. Such green roofs have been mandatory for the last 15 years on all new and retrofitted buildings with flat roofs. And now, over 1 million square metres of green roofs have been constructed. These green spaces will help in the city's fight against climate change and will aid in the diffusion of humidity, helping to cool buildings faster during the summer months. Dr. Stephen Brennitzen, a researcher at the Institute of Environment and Natural Resources in Zurich, has been looking to solve issues of energy wastage and increasing temperatures, and he believes such forgotten spaces in the city may be the key to a sustainable future. That's why we started, he said. Let's hope more cities will start a similar strategy. Salonga National Park removed from the list of World Heritage in Danger. There's good news for Salonga National Park in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, as the World Heritage Committee decided on July 16th to remove the park from the list of World Heritage in Danger. This is as a result of improvements in its conservation. Salonga National Park is Africa's largest tropical rainforest reserve, located in the central basin of the Congo River. It is home to many endangered species, including the bonobo, the Conga peacock, and the forest elephant. The World Heritage Committee were assured by national authorities that oil concessions overlapping with the property are now null and void, and the area will be excluded from future auctioning. They noted the improved management of the park too, specifically in relation to the strengthening of anti-poaching measures. Equally, the wildlife in the area has shown to be promising as bonobo populations remain stable and the forest elephant population has started to recover. 22 Mexican wolf pups to be released into the wild in an effort to prevent extinction. 22 captive-born Mexican wolves were released into the wild to be raised by their surrogate parents with the aim of boosting the genetic diversity of this endangered species. During April and May, 9 pups were fostered into 3 separate packs in eastern Arizona, with another 13 being fostered into 5 packs in New Mexico. Jim DeVoe of the Arizona Game and Fish Department stated that fostering is an outstanding example of a working private-public recovery program. Wolf recovery has to recognize the importance of meeting genetic criteria, which requires many private organizations maintaining captive wolves for release into the wild. Without this important partnership, genetic recovery would be essentially impossible. This cross-fostering is a proven method used by the Mexican Wolf Interagency Field Team and has documented a minimum of 12 cross-fostered wolves currently in the wild. By the end of 2020, a minimum of 186 wild Mexican wolves were counted in the Mexican Wolf Experimental Population Area, revealing a 14% increase in the population from the 163 wolves counted at the end of 2019. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Thaivan Nguyen. Nguyen is the founder of Save Vietnam's Wildlife, which has rescued approximately 1,540 pangolins from the illegal wildlife trade between 2014 and 2020. Pangolins are a critically endangered species, with an estimated 1 million pangolins poached over the last decade. Pangolins are used in Chinese and Vietnamese traditional medicine and rarely survive in captivity for more than a few days due to their picky eating habits, and they're prone to high levels of stress. Through his work, Nguyen's anti-poaching unit has destroyed 9,701 animal traps, dismantled 775 illegal camps, and arrested 558 poachers since 2018. What incredible work! This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to this.
Fad Camp is a comedy podcast about the ridiculousness of fad diets and diet culture, hosted by me, Grace Mulvey.
And me, Connor Dowling. If you have a body of any kind, chances are you've crossed paths with at least one of the bizarre diet trends we cover in our show.
And between me and Connor, we have done nearly every fad diet there is.
Juice cleansing.
Fasting.
The potato diet.
Which is actually a real diet, by the way, and we don't recommend it.
So join us as we try to make sense of the madness that is diet culture.
Find Fad Camp everywhere you get your podcasts and make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Fad Camp Podcast.
Feeling overwhelmed? Sometimes life can get hard and it can feel like things are constantly going wrong. If you are struggling to cope, then why not try asking somebody for help? Asking for help allows you to share your worries with somebody who can offer you advice, a fresh perspective, or may even give you direct help with your issues. Asking a friend or a family member can make life easier for you, and there are plenty of local services or counsellors you can talk to. You should ask for help if your feelings are stopping you from living life to the fullest, impacting your mood or the people you live and work with. No one needs to struggle alone. So before those overwhelming feelings get too hard to handle, go and ask someone you trust for a helping hand. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcast.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcasts.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.